Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Two Post, NoParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, hope you are doing well. It's been a couple days since I've done a verse-by-verse or a teaching. We've been traveling, doing ministry, had to do some things on the van to get it prepared for the next leg of our ministry journeys. Today, I want to bring you a teaching. I'm in a parking lot full of semis, if you hear semi-trucks running. I want to bring you a teaching. Ready? It's called What False Teachers Do Not Teach Makes Them False as Well. What false teachers do not teach makes them false as well. First, let's set up with a scripture verse that talks about the last days and the situation we're in. 2 Timothy 4, 3 through 4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall heap up to themselves teachers having itchy ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Yeah, we're living in those days today. Paul also talks about they'll leave sound doctrine. We see that today. We're in those times right now. So this teaching on false teaching is going to make a difference. I think it might open your eyes a little bit. Maybe make you think a little bit more about what is a false teacher. Most of them are aiming to people please and to not fully honor God in all truth and all righteousness. That should be our goal. Pleasing God is our goal, not pleasing men, and teaching all truth and righteousness. But that isn't the case with false teachers these days. They're people pleasing, as Paul said, itchy ears. So it's a common understanding to most people, I think, that are, you know, fairly familiar with the Bible, to say false teachers, via their very name, false teacher, are teaching false ways by what they teach. That makes sense, right? False teachers teach false doctrine, right? They're going to corrupt the gospel, speak lies, invent doctrines, teach man-made ways. As Paul said, they're going to tickle itchy ears. They're going to entertain goats rather than feed sheep. They're going to keep and hold on to their filthy lucre in their jobs. So, false teachers teach false doctrine. 2 Peter 2, 1 and 2. But there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be spoken evil of. So yeah, you guys will come in and corrupt the truth. These false teachers teach and proclaim false doctrines. And let's be honest here. It's easy to hear somebody say something false. And if you know a little bit about that doctrine or you study it, you could pick it up and go, wait a minute, that's false. Jesus isn't God? Oh, that's false. The Bible's not the sufficient, inspired Holy Spirit Word of God? Wait a minute, that sounds wrong. It's easy to catch it and not be deceived. Easier, although very few people are testing on a regular basis as they should be. So they should be testing every word, including everything I say. So the churchianity systems, they're lacking so much truth. That's what I'm really aiming this at. All the denominations, churchianity systems, all the so-called Christian world, they're lacking on the gospel, coming out of the world, holy living. We'll talk about this more. Avoiding things that the Bible says that we should avoid. Jesus said in Matthew 7:15, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. Yeah, they're false teachers. They're coming like sheep, but they're wolves. Now let's get to the point of my teaching here. I know false means teaching false doctrine. I get it. That means they are actively speaking false doctrine. But for this teaching, what I want to offer up to you today is I think there's another side to false teachers' deception, other than what they say and do and teach for doctrines. And I think most everybody kind of doesn't really think about this, and that is, what do they not teach? What do they not instruct people in? What do they not warn of? Have you pondered this? Have you considered this about these false teachers? Remember, they're tickling itchy ears. When you tickle itchy ears, a lot of times you have to leave out the truth, right? Yeah, I got some examples of if men of God don't do what they're called to do and just avoid it, not speak, not teach, not speak up, God sees it as sin. Ready? Ezekiel 33, 7 and 8. So thou, son of man, I have set thee as a watchman in the house of Israel. Therefore, thou shalt hear the word of thy mouth and warn them from me. And when I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Did you catch that? It goes on further to say, but if you call out the watchman, making the warning, and people don't heed and they die, I won't require their blood. So this watchman that God set, if he doesn't warn people, if he doesn't speak up, if he doesn't say what he's supposed to say, he's guilty of their blood. Yeah. So there's an example of not speaking up and it being sin. How about Jesus in his own words? Ready? Matthew 23, 23. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, faith. These ought ye to have done, not leave the other undone. Let's look at that word omitted. Ephiemi, ephiemi, it means to neglect and not discuss. So you have a truth, you have something that's vital that people need to hear, you neglect it, you don't discuss it. Ah, they're not gonna like it, ah, I can't get their favor, they're just gonna get mad and leave the pews, they're not gonna wanna give me their money, for whatever reason. I wanna be popular and famous like Joel Osteen and all these wolf false teachers. Yeah, so two examples right there of not obeying all of God's word and not speaking and warning when you should speak and warn. So to teach false ways or to admit the truth, both are sinful. I've just proven that. 1 John 2:21. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. So there you go. The truth has no lies in it. There's no darkness in God. There's no lies in God. So we should be full of the truth and have the full truth. John 16 says we can know all truth. We can speak all truth. We can walk in all truth. That's our great hope. I'm so tired of people telling me, oh, you can't know all truth. Well, you don't know the Bible then. The Bible tells us the Spirit will teach us all truth. So the truth is the truth. There's no lies in the truth, and there's no omission from the truth. No omitting, right? Let me tell you a quick story that kind of brought this on. I was recently street preaching, and I met a man, and then he contacted me later, and I warned him the day I met him about his false, heretical, unbiblical, worldly, carnal, false gospel pastor, and he didn't take it real well. Well, he emailed me, and he said, listen to this sermon from my pastor. Listen to this sermon. He said, tell me if you see any fault in this. And I didn't listen to the sermon. I didn't. I listened to maybe 5 minutes of it. And I kind of bumped through it. And I didn't hear any lies in the sermon. But I went back and I told him, I said, hey, even blind squirrels find nuts. And just because your pastor's right on one sermon, right, doesn't mean he's teaching the truth, or doesn't mean he's teaching you what he should be in all those other areas. Right? So this pastor was not teaching him what he should be teaching him, even though some of his sermons were truthful. That makes sense? Satan does that, right? He mixes truth with lies, or he omits the truth. So I want us to ponder this, saints and seekers, if you're listening. Ponder this idea that speaking false doctrine and lies and error, yep, is sin. A teacher, I'm talking to teachers here, well, not even just teachers, not telling people what they need to know. That watchman on the wall in Ezekiel, that's you if you have the gospel and you don't tell your neighbors and your family and your friends around you, and you don't warn them that unless they repent and they're born again and put their faith in Christ by his death, burial, and resurrection, and unless they leave the world and their false church systems and strive in obedience and holiness and endure, they're going to lose their soul. If you don't warn them, you've admitted the truth from them. You've omitted the truth from them, and you're in sin, because Jesus told us to go preach the gospel. Paul says this in Ephesians 4:25. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. So we're to speak truth to each other, right? And to our neighbors. Well, the truth is the gospel, the word, the doctrines. That's what we're supposed to be speaking. So these false teachers can teach truth and then they can twist the truth, and then they can bring in false doctrines to deceive. But again, for this audio, I want to focus on what they don't teach, what they leave out, what they omit, what they avoid telling you. And deception is deception either way, is it not? If I know something you need to know and I don't tell you, or if I tell you a lie about what you need to know, deception is deception. Half a gospel is not a full gospel, right? Absolutely not. An accursed gospel, Galatians 1, as Paul said. So, a lot of times when we're out street witnessing, I hear this claim, ready? You might hear this from people too. Well, my pastor teaches right from the Bible. And I always tell people that may be true. So does Satan. Do you recall in Matthew 4, verse 6? He used the word of God on our Savior. He did. He went right to the Bible. And then Jesus in John 8, 44 tells us Satan's the father of lies. So he uses the word of God, but he's the father of lies. Yeah, sounds like false teachers, doesn't it? He twists the word. He leaves out much. He hides the truth. He did it in the garden. Go read Genesis 3. He deceived Eve, talking about the word of God. And today, modern pastors and internet ministers, they do the same thing. They clearly are teaching many false doctrines, and they clearly are not teaching all truth, the doctrines of God, the warnings that people need to hear. And I'm going to give you examples after we go over some scriptures. If you're really going to be a truly holy, righteous, godly saint, you need to know the truth of God, and these false teachers are feeding you milk when you need to be on the meat. So let's go over some scriptures to see how we're commanded to teach all truth. If we're of Christ, to be in sound doctrine, it saves us. 1 Timothy 4:16 tells us that. Sound doctrine saves you. You got to be in the truth to have doctrine. Doctrine is instruction. Anything less is either false teaching or lacking teaching, not teaching you the truth. They're omitting the truth of God. Then after these verses, I'm going to give you some examples of what I think are the main things that they're omitting today and deceiving people. All right, Jesus said this, Matthew 4:4. I use this almost every time I street preach. But he answered and said to Satan, he answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Did you catch that? Every word. So that means every word that's in context for us today. We don't keep Torah today, but everything else is in context for us today. And if you're not knowing that, studying that, teaching that, if you're a teacher and instructing people in that, you're a false teacher. You're a deceiver. You're not in the full truth of God. False teachers are doing this, and they ignore the truth for favor, for gain, for money. How about this one? Christ commanded, I use this all the time too, Matthew 28:20, teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. He says, teaching you to obey all things, not some things, not partial things, not a couple things. He says, teaching them to obey all things. Modern teachers, modern pastors are not doing that today at all. They are not. They're not teaching them the full commandments of God. They're leaving out many doctrines. Why? Keep the pews filled. Keep the money coming in. Yeah. Man pleasers. Itchy ears. Not pleasing God. As Peter said in Acts 5:29, I think we should obey God rather than men. These people are obeying men. These false teachers are obeying men rather than God. How about Revelation 22:19? And if any man shall take away from the words of this book, of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from these things which are written in this book. Okay, taking away, that means not teaching all of it, not proclaiming all of it, not holding all of it, not holding other people to all of it, right? They get their name taken out of the book of life. So much for once saved, always saved, right there. Not teaching all doctrines, you're going to bring the wrath of God upon yourself. Very, very dangerous to be doing this. Jesus also said this in John 16:13. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. That's that verse I was talking about. Guide you into all truth. We can know all truth, saints. Seekers, if you'll repent and be born of Christ. We can know all truth. You don't have to doubt. You don't have to walk around wondering. You don't have to be timid. You can be bold and you can know all truth. Jesus said it right there. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. The Holy Spirit reveals all truth to us. If that Spirit is going to guide us into all truth, then if we're teachers, we should be teaching all truth to other people, warning them, proclaiming, calling them to obedience, calling them to repent of all sin. If we don't, are we not going to be guilty of the blood as it said in Ezekiel? I think so. How about this? Paul said in Acts 20, verse 26 and 28, "Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men." Hey, we just spoke of that. I didn't even plan that. I just kind of threw that Ezekiel reference in right here. Paul says, I am pure from the blood of all men. Ready? Why? He's obviously speaking of an Ezekiel 33 situation. "For I have not shunned to declare unto you the full counsel of God." That means Paul taught all of the word of God. Paul didn't hold nothing back. Paul spoke the full counsel of God's word. He said, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and unto the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood." How do we feed the flock? How do we feed the sheep? How do we do that? We teach them God's word. Jesus said we live by every word of the mouth of God. To feed the sheep, we teach them God's word. To omit God's word and not teach them full sound doctrine, holiness, righteousness, we'll talk about some specific examples, we're deceiving them and not giving them everything that they need to know. How about 2 Thess 2:15? Brother Paul says, Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold to the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Yeah, Paul says, hold fast to the traditions. That would be the doctrines, the instructions, the things that he got handed down by Christ to him, and then he handed them down to us. Amen? All truth is important. We can't reject any of it. We must walk in it. Or what? Paul warned us in Romans 16, 17, those who don't walk in sound doctrine, go read it. Mark and avoid those who cause divisions by leaving sound doctrine. Avoid them. Yeah, that's what we do. That's how important the truth is. So leaving things out will not do for a holy God. Paul preached all the truth, and if he didn't, he would have been a false teacher by leaving out the truth, not just by speaking lies. That's what this whole point is here. If he didn't preach the whole counsel of God's word, he would have been a false teacher. He would have been omitting truth, like the Pharisees, or like Ezekiel, not warning making the warning as a watchman. How about 1 Thess 3:10? Paul says, "Night and day, praying exceedingly that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith." Paul wanted to build them up in the word to help them in their faith. "Now God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you, and the Lord make you increase and abound in love toward one another and toward all men, even as we do towards you, to the end we may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all the saints." How are you going to be unblameable in the holiness before God? That's walking in his word, keeping his ways. That's not living in willful sin. That's not living in false doctrine and worldliness and man-made traditions. Jesus already told us in Mark 7 and Matthew 15, the keeping of man-made traditions voids your worship of God. So you see how critical all of this is. Godly, biblical teachers like Paul were looking and striving to teach all truth in holiness and righteousness with nothing lacking, nothing left out. Nothing. False teachers today teach false doctrine and they leave out truth. We're going to talk about some of those things. So if the Spirit teaches us all truth, John 16, godly biblical teachers are going to cover and teach all truth and doctrine as revealed by the scripture. Today, we have Genesis to Revelation and everything that's in context for us today. We don't keep Torah law, but everything else, pre-Torah, the moral law, the New Testament law. What's the reason that we don't know and teach all of that? That book is not that big. It really isn't. If you study it, I always boast a lot when I tell people, the first year we were in Christ, we had about 90 to 95% of our doctrine complete the way I teach it today. And that's not because I'm smart or Sister Amin smart. It's because we made a decision to follow the word and the Holy Spirit and never let false teachers deceive us, never let man-made religion deceive us. 90 or 95% of our doctrine. Yeah, we had to tweak a couple things. It took us a while to find a few things in the Bible. If we would have had godly saints with us, we would have found it like that. Yeah, we wouldn't have wavered one bit. But yeah, so praise God, it can be done. Again, I read it to you. We know we're in the last days. 2 Timothy 4:4. They won't endure sound doctrine. They'll heap up from themselves itchy ears. So ponder this. False teachers teach false doctrine. They also omit the truth of God's word. Ready? What are they avoiding? Just some common ones. Ready? This is what I see in the church systems, the churchianity systems. They're not preaching the full gospel, and they're not calling people to live the fruit of the full gospel. Meaning, when you put your faith in Christ and you repent because of his death, burial, and resurrection, repentance means coming out of all your sin and your worldliness. Stop right there. Most of them don't even do that. Come out of the world. They don't do that. Come out of the church systems. They don't do that. They have a false gospel that lacks the fruit of being of Christ. Ready? They avoid warning you of leaving all sin. They make some sins weightier. Homosexuality is big. Drunkenness is big in a lot of churches. You know, adultery, of course, is big. But, you know, worldliness, carnality, pride and vanity, we'll talk about that. Eh, not so big. So they avoid telling you what you need to hear. How about they avoid teaching you what is true biblical leadership versus today's corrupt man, modern pastor role. They don't teach you that multiple elders and all the men were to be partaking in the gathering and the teaching. They prop up that bloated pulpit system where one man is standing there making a living off of everyone else. They don't teach you biblical leadership. How about they avoid teaching against false pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, all these other patriotic holidays. They don't teach you and call you to come out of that because you're born of God. They go along with it because it's man-pleasing and it fills up pews. Pastors tell me all the time, Christmas and Easter is our biggest moneymaker. We can't stop those. They're a business. They're not of God. They're the synagogues of Satan. One man said to me today, I think all the churches are Babylon. I said, I would agree. They're part of it. How about they avoid teaching on biblical dress and head covering? They don't teach men how to dress biblical, women. They don't teach women to cover their heads. They're very feminized. How about they avoid teaching women to submit and quietness in the body? We run into this all the time. Women always want, that claim Christ, want to come and rebuke me, teach me, argue with me. They don't just come and ask questions and then go study the Word of God, what I said, to see if what I'm saying is true. They want to rebuke me and argue directly against Scripture. Modern pastors go right along with this. They got women elders, women pastors, women leaders, women teachers. Shameful, sinful, per the Word of God. How about they avoid warning you about patriotism, right? We're in America here. Patriotism, oh, Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, all these days, and lifting up the flag and all this stuff. This is idolatrous. There is no special nation to God other than Israel. America is not God's nation. America is Sodom too, and it's going to be judged one day soon, as is the rest of the world. How about pride and vanity? I touched on a little bit. I've been teaching this. Proverbs 6:17. God says a proud look is an abomination. That means if you do your hair up, jewelry, makeup, you're wearing clothes, you're getting tattoos, you're working out, you're looking good. What's the reason for putting all this stuff on? Pride. You're an abomination to God. You think pastors teach that? Are you kidding me? They will empty out their pews faster because the women will leave quick. And when the women leave, the children and daddy have to go too because it's a feminized world and the pastors allow it. It's the truth. I'm hated for what I preach, but it's the absolute truth. America and the church system is so feminized and so corrupt. It's unbelievable. How about they avoid calling out other false religions? They won't call out the Roman Catholics, the Mormons, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the NAR, New Apostolic Reformation, the Word of Faithers. Oh, they won't call out hardly anybody. Not at all. They won't call these people out. Why? Oh, because they'll be judgmental and be looked at as mean-spirited. Can't we all just get along? That's not what the Bible says. Jesus said he came to divide in Matthew 10. And just recently, I asked a false teacher to his face in the street when he walked up to me. I said, what about the Mormons? What would you say? He didn't even have the nerve to call the Mormons out as false teachers in a cult. He said, I don't know their heart. We don't judge by a person's heart, saints and seekers. We judge by their fruit, and the fruit is their doctrine that they believe. So these false teachers don't call you out of all these other false places. Why? They keep a lot of sin themselves. Yeah, I had one modern pastor tell me, if I live by your standard, the first person I'll have to throw out of the church is me. The modern pastor, he said, I'll have to throw myself out. There you go. That tells you the status of churchianity today. So those are just a few examples. You could probably think of a lot more. Things they're not teaching, not reminding, not calling to repentance. And God hates this because it's man-pleasing. They're pleasing man, not pleasing God and teaching all doctrine. Finally, Brother Paul, I want to give one more verse. He warns us about this. 1 Timothy 6:3-5. And if any man teach otherwise, means, and I'm going to say, teaches counter or doesn't teach at all, right? And consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he's proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. You know, Paul and Jesus were always telling people, leave those people that are in sin, leave those people that are in false doctrine. I'm so tired of people telling me that I'm divisive and I'm causing division and that I'm an accuser of the brethren and I'm pulling people apart, when I'm just modeling what Paul and Jesus did, standing up for truth and sound doctrine. And when people rebel against it, I separate from them. Happened just today. I had a man today tell me, I need to write about this on the Van Dweller Journal. I had a man today tell me that he doesn't believe in the three in one. He called it the Trinity. And I said, I do believe in the three in one Godhead. And he said, oh no, it's God and Jesus, but not the Holy Spirit. He literally does not believe the Holy Spirit is God. Talk about blasphemy, if that's possible to blaspheme the Holy Spirit today. The Pharisees did it with Jesus standing in front of them. I think as close as you can get to blaspheming the Holy Spirit is to say the Holy Spirit isn't God. Wow, wickedness. And I had to rebuke him and send him on his way. I can't unite to something like that. That is not sound doctrine. So these false teachers who do not teach all truth, they are definitely still a type of false teacher who has blood on their hands as they omit the truth of God's word in its fullness. Would you agree with me? Because of the scriptures I've shared with you, ponder that. If you don't know that yet, ponder it. I want you to be open and open up your view of what you see as a false teacher. Oh yeah, Joel Osteen getting up there and saying, oh, that's not a sin, that's not a sin. Oh, it's easy to see he's a false teacher. But what about these modern pastors that teach some truth and then they don't teach you other things you need to hear? They omit the weighty matters of the law that Jesus talked about. And Jesus said, teaching them to obey everything. So it's not just weighty matters we got to mind. It's all things in God's word we got to mind. What's going to happen? What's going to become of them? In James, I'm doing a verse by verse through James. He said, be careful, be not masters, teachers. There's going to be much required of you. These modern pastors are going to have much required of them. And these teachers. And if they're omitting the truth of God and not teaching sound doctrine, they're going to be judged, and I don't want to be them on judgment day. So open up your mind, open up your idea of what a false teacher is. And if you're being influenced by someone who's a teacher and you go, well, he never teaches on that and it's in the Bible. He never teaches on that and it's in the Bible. And he never calls women to do that, or he never calls men to do that, or he never calls out that false way. Who are you being led by? You're not being led by truth. You're being led by a compromised man pleaser who's not looking out for your best interest, your eternal soul. He's probably looking out for his offering plate and his popularity. So ponder all of that. I don't want you to be deceived. I want you to love God and love your neighbor by walking in all truth, and that's what I'm trying to do. I love God. I'm preaching and holding fast to all of his truth. I want you to know his truth. And if a man teaches you false ways, or if a man does not teach you all truth, I'm calling him out, for the saving of his soul and the saving of your soul as well. Test what I've said to the Word of God. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope that makes you think a little bit about what is a false teacher. Yep, it's somebody, to recap, somebody that teaches false doctrine, no doubt. It's also somebody who does not teach what they're supposed to teach, the full counsel of God's Word. Like Paul said, I have not held back the full counsel of God's Word from you. I don't want to hold that back either. Hey, we love you all. Till next time, I hope you go out and have a glorious day. Check out the gospel at don'tperish.com. Check out the teaching articles. Check out everything. Thousands of resources there to edify you into the truth of God. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. Repent and obey the gospel. May God be praised.